sin. The same one seems to trip us up over and over again. It's almost like you walk out the front door, step on the same banana peel in exactly the same place, day after day, and fall flat on your face again. Why is that? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. I know that you know exactly what I'm talking about. We each have that one temptation that entices us, that one sin that entraps us over and over again. A short temper, perhaps, or passive-aggressive behaviour, maybe it's gossiping or sexual immorality. It's as though you're completely powerless to break the cycle. You know that Jesus came to set the captives free, but he just doesn't seem to want to set you free. Ever felt like that? Perhaps you know the story of Job. He was one of the good guys, and yet God allowed the devil to attack him like nothing on this earth. He lost pretty much everything, and whilst he often asked God why, he never turned his back on God. He made it through many years of trials, and God blessed him. How did he make it through? What was it that gave him the strength to resist the temptation to curse God, which was the bet that the devil had made with God right up front? I bet you I can get Job to curse you, to which God replied, bet you can't, do your darndest. Well, here it is, the source of Job's power. Job chapter 23, verse 12. I have not departed from the commandment of his lips. I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my portion of food. Job treasured the word of God even more than his food. And with the word of God given such powerful sway in his heart, he was unassailable to the worst that the devil could throw at him. That's where the power is. And that's God's word, fresh for you today. It doesn't matter what your particular weakness is. God has the power for you to overcome it. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com, and right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television message for some more in-depth teaching straight out of God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.